This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In retrospect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shares with us the formula of depression. Now, I know we're not looking for it. Nobody wants to take the formula of depression. But let's hear what the formula of depression is. And let's ask ourselves, are we actually taking it without realizing it? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about depression? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. That the one who follows my guidance, they will never ever complain, nor will they go astray, nor will they go or become depressed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. But as for the one who leaves my remembrance, leaves the teachings of the Qur'an, leaves his salah, is not diligent with the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what is in store for them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَى. Then for that person is a narrow life, a restricted life, a depressing life. Subhanallah. Clear cut. Depression is the net result of leaving the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning leaving the teachings of the Sharia. It's like how we tell our children, if you study, you will pass. And if you don't study, you will fail. Right? It's clear-cut equation. Work hard equals success. Lack diligence equals failure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spells it out for us very clearly here. Leave the remembrance of Allah, leave the teachings of the Sharia, and your life will be a life of depression. And it does not end here. The depression is not restricted to the sphere and atmosphere of this life that we live in. Rather, it will move on for this person to the perpetual life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us.